What's laid on your heart?
Buenos días, amada iglesia.
Good morning, my beloved church.
Gracias por permitirnos estar aquí, mi esposa y yo.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here, my wife and I.
Y gracias a Dios por el lindo día.
And thank God for the beautiful day.
Nunca vi nieve.
I have never seen snow before.
Y Dios me regaló, nos regaló un lindo día.
And God has given us a blessing, a beautiful day.
Anoche quise tirarme en la nieve.
Last night I wanted to dive into the snow.
Pero mi esposa no me permitió.
Como wife, not let me.
Como dijo el pastor Carr.
As the pastor Carl said.
Dios ha hecho grandes cosas en nuestras vidas.
God has done many great things in our lives.
Y después de haber trabajado con 18 años en Aguana como misioneros.
And after working 18 years as missionaries for Aguana.
Dios nos guió a otro trabajo.
God has guided us to a different work.
Somos directores nacionales de YMI en Perú ahora.
We're directors of YMI in Peru.
Es Misiones Juveniles Internacionales.
It is a youth ministry, international ministry.
Y estamos enfocados a trabajar en la selva de nuestro Perú.
And our focus is the jungle of Peru.
Específicamente con los indios aguarunas.
Specifically with the Indians of Aguarunas.
Y yo quiero que vean este video,
I want you to see this video
para que tengan una idea.
That you might have an idea. This is a girl. Who walks 2 to 3 hours to reach church in the middle of the jungle. What she's saying in her dialect is thank you, Lord, for caring for me and protecting me all day long. Thank you for giving me life all day long.
Y ahora sigue un video sobre Montaña Esperanza.
Now you will see a video about Hope Mountain.
La comunidad donde trabajamos se llama Nueva Esperanza.
The community in which I work is called New Hope.
Pero con un nuevo proyecto se ha convertido en Montaña Esperanza.
But with a new project, it has become New Hope Mountain.
Este proyecto tiene la finalidad de abrir 5 Montañas Esperanza en Perú.
This project has the intention of opening 5 new sites in Peru.
Si pueden poner el video, por favor.
Will you watch the video?
Trabajamos en el departamento al norte, oh, ahí está.
This is the Great River Marañón.
La entrada a la comunidad Nueva Esperanza.
The entrance to the community in New Hope.
La comunidad está situada a 800 metros sobre el río Marañón.
The community is located approximately 800 meters above the river.
Un precioso lugar.
It's a beautiful place. This is the only bridge to get there. It's like stairways. So you won't slide down the hill in winter. This is the first primary entrance. Thank you.
Hay 125 familias que viven allí.
There's 125 families live there.
Más de 250 a 300 niños.
There's approximately 250 to 300 children there.
Es una de las comunidades más grandes de todas las comunidades Aguarunas.
It is one of the largest communities of all the communities in Aguarunas.
Los niños.
The children.
En cada árbol hay un niño.
In every tree there's a child.
Algunas áreas que estamos trabajando en Montaña Esperanza.
And some places they are working in Hope Mountain.
Y esta es una de las principales.
And this is one of the primary ones.
El estudio de la palabra de Dios.
The study of God's Word.
No queremos darles todas las cosas a ellos.
We're not interested in giving them all the conveniences.
Si es que primero no cambian su vida.
If they do not first change their lives.
Si no tienen a Cristo en su corazón.
If they are without Christ in their hearts.
De nada sirve otras cosas. Not
everything else is pointless. Many of them walk 4 days straight in the jungle.
Dos días en bote.
Others 2 days by boat.
Cada dos meses,
every 2 months,
cada dos meses dejan sus casas,
they leave their homes
for
9 days.
Este es otro aspecto del trabajo.
This is another aspect of the work.
No es que tenemos eso. Ese es el proyecto.
That's our project.
Necesitamos dar buenos alimentos a nuestros niños.
We want to give them good, healthy food to our children. So this is one of the projects, pure water purification. Another area of work is the sponsorship for children. We want to give them a future. Many do not attend school. And those who go to school don't have anything to study with. We have started a project to sponsorship a child. There's 145 children in school. But there's 13 children who are in critical situation. Each child requires almost $140 for the whole year. Evangelism and training. We have 8 churches and 8 communities now evangelized. For next year, the intent is to have 16 communities. Can you understand that? 16 communities. And the following year,
32.
So we're multiplying them. In that area, there are 2,000 communities. Just in the 8 communities, there's 1,000 children. 1,000 children. You understand that? I need some help here. Just imagine 60 communities. We could have 2,000 children. They need God's word. We need new Aguaruna sites for the future. With Christ in their hearts, in their lives. This is time for play. Sometimes different women of the different churches also go with us on trips. Another area of work is the medical missions. It's possible that when I return this November to the jungle, I may not find too many children. Many die for malnutrition. This is why we work a lot with medicines. I'm not a doctor. My wife's not a doctor. Nevertheless, there's a lot of work to be done with to provide medicine for them. We're praying for medical teams, nurses. The children and the old folks are the ones who suffer the most. last area of work is the preparation for teams, moving relocation of teams.
En mi país y fuera de...
Within the country and outside of Peru. This is my friend Yucas from Brazil. This is Peruvian airport. Some ladies from other churches. This is a South Carolina team 2 years ago when we had nothing yet. She never came again. They never came again. Some things you can see is our missionary house with their little private bathroom, our kitchen, our dining room, our chefs. Some of the appetizing foods. They're called suri. Armadillos for dinner. Very delicious. Escargot. And this is our family in Peru. Julio, Daniel, Harvest, Philippians 4:19.
Abran sus Biblias, por favor.
Please open your Bibles.
No voy a predicar.
I'm not going to preach.
Hechos capítulo 11.
Acts chapter 11, verse 19.
¿Recuerda esta historia?
Do you remember the story?
La iglesia en Antioquía.
The church in Antioch.
Una enseñanza muy preciosa para nosotros como iglesia.
It's a beautiful teaching for us as a church.
¿Este era el plan de Dios?
Is this plan, God's plan?
¿Para esta iglesia?
For this church?
Es posible que no.
It's possible that it's not.
Porque recuerda Hechos 1:8.
Because remember Acts chapter 8, chapter 1:8.
Jesús le dijo a su iglesia en Jerusalén.
Jesus told his church in Jerusalem.
Encargó a la iglesia en Jerusalén.
He charged the church in Jerusalem.
La gran comisión.
The great commission.
Pero la iglesia en Jerusalén, preocupada por sus problemas.
But the church in Jerusalem, preoccupied with their problems.
Olvidó la gran comisión.
Forgot the great commission.
Preocupado por sus propios problemas.
Concerned with their own situations.
Concentrado en sus propios problemas.
Concentrated in their own situations.
Olvidó la gran comisión.
They forgot the great commission.
¿Cuál fue el resultado de su desobediencia?
What was the result of their disobedience?
Hechos capítulo 8.
Acts chapter 8.
Versículo 1.
Verse 1.
Dios castigó a la iglesia.
God chastised the church.
Con persecución.
With persecution.
La iglesia en Antioquía.
The church in Antioch.
Una iglesia digna de ejemplo.
A church as an example.
Una iglesia con amor.
A church of love.
Con pasión.
With passion.
Y cuando hay amor y hay pasión.
And when there's love and passion.
Todas las cosas podemos hacer.
We can do all things.
Quiero decir con todo mi corazón.
This is what I mean with all my heart.
Qué buen mister. Es parecido a esta iglesia.
This is just like this church here.
Hemos recibido en Perú.
We have received in Peru.
Para nuestra familia.
For our family.
Su ayuda.
Your help.
Financiera.
Your financial help.
Esta no es mi visión.
That's not my vision, personal vision.
Eso no es mi, no es mi visión.
It's not my vision.
Es la visión de Dios.
It's God's vision.
Es el encargo que nos ha dado a nuestra familia.
It's the charge that God has given my family.
Y si algún momento iniciamos con un proyecto de evangelización,
and if God charges us with the missionary project,
se enriqueció con Montaña Esperanza.
It has been enriched with Hope Mountain.
Un mejor trabajo, más profundo.
It is a more deeper work.
¿Sabe cuánto gasto cada mes o cada dos meses para ir a Montaña Esperanza?
You want to know how much I spend every 1 to 2 months?
Casi $400.
$400 just to get there.
Cada viaje.
Each trip.
Y su ofrenda ayudó mucho.
And your offerings have helped.
Quiero que recuerde esto.
I want you to remember this.
Todo lo que hacemos, mi familia, como misioneros en Perú.
All that my family does as missionaries in Peru.
Todo lo que alcanzamos.
All that we have reached.
Usted lo está haciendo también.
You are doing it as well.
Gracias por sus oraciones.
Thank you for your prayers.
Gracias por sus donaciones.
Thank you for your gifts.
Para sostener nuestra
familia. To sustain our family.
Gracias por Rosario.
Thank you for Rosario.
Cuando no había dinero para.
When there was no money to.
Los análisis médicos.
The medical analysis.
Llegaba la ofrenda suya.
Your offer arrived.
Hemos ido a muchas iglesias en los Estados Unidos.
We have visited many churches in the U.S.
Las amamos también.
We love them as well.
Pero estamos en casa ahora.
But we are home here. This is our home.
Amen. Aunque es 2 días.
Even if it's just 2 days.
Pero estamos viviendo cada minuto muy bien.
We're living every minute well.
¿Qué haremos en Perú?
What we will do in Peru.
Seguiremos con el proyecto.
We will go forward with the project.
Recuerde esto.
Just remember this.
Lo que hacemos nosotros.
What I do, what we do.
Usted lo está haciendo en la gracia de Dios.
By the grace of God.
Ahora el proyecto no es solamente para la familia Serrano.
Now the project's not just for my Serrano family.
Ahora es usted responsable de este proyecto también.
For this project as well.
Necesito que usted vaya a Perú.
I need for you to come to Peru.
Necesito que me ayude a trabajar en Perú.
I need for you to help me work in Peru.
5 Montañas Esperanza.
5 Mountains, Hope Mountains.
Recuerde la iglesia en Tesalónica.
Remember the church in Thessalonica.
Rompieron barreras culturales.
They broke every cultural barrier.
Y su visión y su pasión.
And every vision and passion.
Estaba en la evangelización.
Was in evangelism.
En cumplir la gran comisión.
He accomplished the great commission.
Jerusalén.
Jerusalem,
Judea,
Samaria,
hasta lo último de la
tierra.
Cada uno de ustedes es importante.
Every one of you is important.
Misiones no es un programa de la iglesia.
The work of mission is not a project for the church.
Misiones es el programa de la iglesia.
The missionary work is the project of the church.
Usted está involucrado aquí.
You are involved in this.
Si usted cree que solamente otros son responsables de eso,
others are responsible for this,
usted está equivocado.
You're wrong.
Usted es parte de ello.
You are part of that.
Usted es parte de la gran comisión.
You are part of the great commission.
Si usted se aparta de eso,
if you separate yourself from it,
si usted no obedece a Dios,
if you are not obedient to it,
tenga cuidado.
Watch out.
Dios va a obrar.
God will work.
Pero si usted está unido a la iglesia.
But if you're united to the church,
la iglesia no es una infraestructura.
The church is not an infrastructure.
La iglesia es usted.
You are the church.
La iglesia es usted.
You are the church.
Si tú te vas,
if you leave,
te apartas de ella,
you separate from her,
desobedeces a Dios.
You're disobedient to him.
Pero si estás allí, como ahora, juntos,
but if you're there, together,
eres parte de ella.
You're part of her.
Olvídate de tus problemas.
Forget about your problems.
Deja a Dios que se encargue de tus problemas.
Allow God to take care of your problems.
Rosario y yo y mi familia.
Rosario and me, my family.
Dejamos nuestros problemas en la cruz.
We put our problems on the cross.
Aprendimos a dejar nuestros problemas en el trono de la gracia.
We learned to place our problems in the throne of grace.
Y vivimos en la gracia de Dios.
And we live by the grace of God.
Todos los días.
Every day.
Cada día.
Every day.
Cada día.
Every day.
¿Sabe?
You know what?
Si me preguntasen qué hemos hecho hasta aquí para sobrevivir.
If you were to ask me what we have done to survive.
Pagar alquiler de casa, paying, universidades,
paying the rent,
alimento.
Paying for school for my children.
Yo no voy a poder darle una respuesta.
I cannot answer you.
He olvidado muchas cosas.
I have forgotten so many things.
Pero Dios ha usado.
But God has used.
Como la iglesia.
Like the church.
O a otras personas.
And other people.
Para seguir adelante.
To go forward.
Y confiamos solamente
and
en
we
él.
Have confidence in that.
Ahora hemos tenido y tenemos muchas promesas.
Now we have many promises now.
Pero no sé si serán realidad.
Although we don't know if they will come.
Solo Dios lo sabe.
Only God knows if they come to fruition.
Pero nosotros seguiremos.
But we'll go forward.
Confiando en Dios.
Confident in God.
Gracias, hermanos.
Thank you, my brothers.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Mi iglesia.
Thanks, thousands of thanks. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, Julio. I'm glad he didn't preach, huh? We are getting ready to enter into a time of prayer for thanksgiving, for the things God has done for us personally, and supplication, things that we want God to do for us personally. Please keep Julio and his family and his ministry in mind as we enter that time. Before we do, and as we ponder those things, would the praise team please come forward and lead us in one more song? Please stand. Amen. Let's gather up into our prayer groups again and spend some time giving thanks and asking God to do a work. A couple of things I'd like to ask you to pray for. Obviously, we talked about spiritual warfare. Please pray for his hand on this church, on this body, on the ministry that he's given us. Please pray for protection for us. While we're thanking him for things that he's done, there are a couple of events that God has orchestrated and walked us through over the past couple of weeks, and some that he's walking us through now. You want to give thanks? Give thanks for the way that he has sustained and provided for the Walters during the past month. There are stories coming out of that are just amazing, and I won't share them all now, but Thursday night, one of the doctors came out and was sharing with Vince's parents, and I was there, and she said, "This whole thing has been the most grace-filled event I've ever been associated with." Their faith, their testimony was so strong that everybody, the doctors, the nurses, other families there, their families have noticed and are asking why. I call that being a witness. And you got to give glory to God for that, and you got to give thanks. The other thing that we're walking through now that I'd like to ask you to pray for is Gina Wolfson, many of you know her. She's in hospice now. She will soon be home with the Lord. Please pray for her. Pray for her family. Pray where we are right now. The prayer is, pray that it happen quickly and painlessly. Those are serious prayer requests. These are serious days that we live in. Let's break into our prayer groups and do some serious praying. Father in heaven, Father God, we come before you and we are so thankful, Lord, for the things that you have done, Lord, for the way that you provide for us and sustain us. And Lord God, we are thankful specifically for that strength and that faith that you have given to the Walters family, to Vince and Lisa, Lord, through this time. And Lord, we're especially thankful for the witness that that was and continues to be. Lord, Father, we stand in awe of you. We just give you praise. Lord, and it reminds us that that's our calling. And Lord, it reminds us that that's what we are to be as witnesses. And that you are choosing to accomplish your work through us, Lord, in the good times and in the bad. And so, Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks. Father, Lord, we pray, Lord, for our sister Gina. Lord God, we rejoice in the fact that she will soon be in your presence and free of pain, free of suffering, free of the results of sin. Father, Lord, she will be in your presence perfected. Father God, we are rejoicing in that and pray that right now that that would be swift, it would be painless. Father, we pray for your hand upon her family. Lord, may they feel your presence in a very real way. Lord, may the body of Christ surround them, Lord, and uplift them and comfort them. Father, Lord, we know you are the God of all comfort, and we do pray that you give them a peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding. And Father, for us, Lord, we do pray. We pray for protection from the evil one. Lord God, we pray for boldness to proclaim your name as we are to proclaim your name. Father, we pray for the courage to stand for you wherever we are and wherever you've called us to be. And Lord God, may we do that. Father, we pray for this church and for our ministries, Lord, that you would both be leading, guiding, and empowering us. And Father, Lord, we pray for each one of us that we would be growing, Lord, and changing, being transformed a little more each day into the image, Lord, of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, Lord, along those lines, Lord, we pray with the Apostle Paul that the eyes of our hearts may be enlightened so that we will know what is the hope of our calling and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints. And Lord, about the surpassing greatness of your power towards us who believe, Lord, a power that you use to raise your Son Jesus from the dead and seat him at your right hand in the heavenly places. Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise for all these things, and we come before you humbly asking, Lord, that you would continue to work in our lives, and Lord, that you would show us, each one of us, what our next step would be. Lord, Father, we know that that's all we can expect is the next step, and may we have the courage to follow you in faith. Father, we thank you that you are God, that you are on your throne, and Father, Lord, that you are working through people like Julio and Rosario. And Lord, Father, we pray for your hand of blessing upon their ministry. And Lord, indeed, may we consider, Lord, how we are to help, what our level of participation is supposed to be. Lord, Father, financial or sending teams. Lord, Father, or maybe some of us going down there full time to work with him. Lord God, you can do miracles and you do miracles and we count on you to do miracles, Father. Lord, because you have done so many in our lives, not the least of which is that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to the cross to die for us. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. Will you stand with us one more time? thank you so much for staying. Today we didn't really have a sermon, but we were doers of the word and not merely hearers today, and I'll take that any day of the week. To close us, I'd like to ask my brother Julio to step forward and close the service in prayer. Peter, he doesn't need a translation. He's just going to be praying.
Hijos, tu iglesia, tu novia, unidos en un solo espíritu. Gracias, Señor, porque miramos la cruz. Gracias, Señor, porque solamente miramos el trono de la gracia para hallar oportuno socorro. Gracias, Señor, y te suplico que la iglesia podamos caminar en santidad, en integridad cada día, Señor. Padre, dice su palabra, que usted es nuestra torre fuerte delante del enemigo. Dice su palabra, Señor, que si por un camino vienen a atacarnos, por siete caminos huirán, porque es su poder, solamente su poder, quien nos protege y nos cuida. Y gracias, Señor, porque usted es nuestro pastor. Dice su palabra que usted es nuestro pastor. Y si es usted nuestro pastor, nada nos faltará. Nada, Señor. Gracias por este tiempo maravilloso. Y que la gloria y la honra sea para usted. En el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo. Amén.
Go in the grace, peace, and strength of our Lord Jesus. Thank you for staying.